Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. As Pope Benedict XVI launches his first tweets in Latin on Sunday, January the 20th, thousands of people will have signed up to his Twitter account. Latin, the universal language of the Catholic Church, becomes the ninth language used for the Pope's tweets. This event provided me with the opportunity to put all kinds of queries relating to this venture to my popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who describes Benedict XVI as Pontifex Breviloquens, a tweeting pope. As Father Foster explains, a Ciceronian translation of all things Twitter is possible. He claims, in fact, that he almost jumped out of his skin when he realized that in his letter to Atticus, Cicero writes, Breviloquentem iam me tempus ipsum facit. That's why, he says, as we go out to tweet, translates into exeamus breviloquutum. And let's tweet among ourselves, inter nos breviloquamus. So let's join Father Foster over the phone, as he's currently based in the United States. For those who don't know, Father Foster was papal Latinist for many years, serving under many popes. Stay tuned. Pope Benedict's Twitter account is at Pontifex. Now, the first time you spoke to me about the meaning of the word pontifex was when we were walking on the Capitoline Hill. I think you have a lot to say about that word, no?
Yeah, well, pontifex, everyone knows that. These were the officials and some priests and so forth who used to inaugurate bridges, like bless public buildings and roads and public works and bridges. And so they were called pontifices because they were the bridge builders. It's not so spiritual. I know we take it today as very spiritual and heavenly. In those days, it was inaugurators of bridges, and they went around and blessed and opened and inaugurated bridges, and that's why they were called the pontifices, the makers of bridges. Of course, the Christians took this over because the high priest and later, In Roman religion, even Julius Caesar, was the Pontifex Maximus, the first of these priests or these inaugurators of bridges, was the greatest inaugurator of bridges, and that the term was applied in pagan times, even to Julius Caesar. He had that title, and the Christians took this over to mean the first bishop of the Catholic Church. And he was the pontifex. It's all explainable.
Now, if you want to send a tweet to the Pope, you have to digit hashtag at pontifex. How would you translate hashtag into Latin in one word?
I don't know. What is that hashtag? What is this?
Hashtag means a label on Twitter to aid researching.
What would you say? I would say conferatur, like CF, conferatur. Let the pontifex be consulted, conferatur, like it turns out to be like CF. But that, it's hard in Latin because you have to have an ending there. You have to make it a subject. So let the pontifex be consulted or be referred to, conferatur pontifex. That you can do, that's easy.
So if you write to the Pope in Latin, it would be conferatur at pontifex.
Conferatur pontifex, and then you have like a period. Let the pontifex be consulted. Go on with your mission message.
So Latin is no good because you can't do...
Because otherwise you have to change the ending of pontifex. For example, I want to call the pontiff. Well, then it's not pontifex won't work anymore. In Latin, you can't write words like that. They have to have a function. And if you say pontifex, it has to be the subject of the sentence. You don't have words hanging in Latin. You could, for example, you'd say ad pontificem, ad pontificem, to or for the pontiff. Then that little A, that little squiggly thing A there, could be translated very nicely. Ad. This letter, this message is ad, toward or to the pontiff. But then pontifex has to be changed to pontificem. That's the problem in Latin. You just don't have words floating.
This tweeting of the popes is limited at the moment, but it's bound to snowball. How would you say snowballing in Latin?
Augescere, which is to increase or to blow up. Augescere.
Tell me, you know the Romans well. Would they have tweeted if they'd lived today?
Well, certainly they had. They had messages. They had coded messages. They had telegraphic messages, and everything. The Romans had everything.
They were social enough to enjoy a social networking site. Is that right?
Well, certainly they had all that stuff. We think we're so smart today, but we're really not that wonderful.
So how do you say social enough to enjoy a social networking site?
Oh, my Lord, deliver. what do you say, social what?
The Romans were social enough to enjoy a social networking site.
Okay. Tam consociabantur Romani ut etiam reti fruerentur consociationes. They were, that's right. You could say consociabantur Romani ita ut fruerentur reti consociationes. That they were enjoying a network of association. Everything is better in Latin. Everything is better in Latin.
Listen, Father, I read on your blog that you said, and I'd like you to say this in Latin, I almost jumped out of my skin when I remembered that Cicero says this in the first word of his letter to Atticus.
Which I have right in front of my nose, right here. Yes. And jumped out of my skin. Well, Cicero said the same thing. Gaudio exilui. Gaudio, with joy. Exilui. I jumped up with joy.
In this letter to Atticus.
Yes. Cum primorum verborum Attico scriptorum recordare. When I was remembering, or because of remembering, the first words written to Atticus. Gaudio exilui cum primorum verborum Attico scriptorum recordare.
So what's the connection with tweeting?
I'll tell you why. Because on February 5th of the year 49 of the common, no, before the common era, Caesar had crossed the Rubicon a month before, and things for Cicero were getting bad because Cicero and his political party, the Pompeians, the Republicans, were losing. And so he's down in Capua, and he doesn't know what to do, and he writes to Atticus, and he says, this is how Shackleton Bailey translates this in 1968. He's very British. And he said, the facts of the situation now make me laconic. Laconic, which no one understands today, but it's a Britishism. That is to say, a man of a few words.
In Latin?
In Latin, it's out of this world, and we have once in Latinity, brevi loquentem. Brevi loquentem, one word.
So tweeting is breviloquence.
Breviloquence is a man who is speaking briefly or shortly. Very nice. Breviloquens.
So Pontifex.
Pontifex breviloquens is a tweeting pontiff.
Is a tweeting pope.
Yes. Why not? Pontifex breviloquens. He's a pope who uses a few words, period. And then Cicero goes on, Iam me tempus ipsum facit. The circumstance itself already is making me breviloquentem, a man of a few words. From that, we can derive all the words you want for tweeters and tweetings in the whole story.
So let's go on a tweeting date.
What does that mean, a tweet? Exeamus breviloquutum. Let's go out to tweet. Exeamus breviloquutum. Okay, people would understand that. The Latinists would understand that. Old accusative. Supine. Let's go out to tweet. Or, in the subjunctive, that's why I mentioned to my own students here, that inter nos breviloquamur. Let's tweet among ourselves. Breviloquamur in the subjunctive. Or you could make like a command form, sententiam tuam brevi loquere, tweet your idea, sententiam tuam brevi loquere, speak shortly or briefly your idea. Oh, you can do everything. It's beautiful in Latin.
Father, now I'm going to test your creativity. If you had to send a tweet to Cicero, it's 140 words, I think. What would you say to
him? Oh, I could get it into two or three. Depends on what you want to say.
Well, what you want to say, more to the point.
I don't know what I want to say to Cicero. Fac valias nosque ames. See to it that you are well and you love us all.
And heartfelt thanks there once again to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.